Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening, and welcome aboard another edition. It's a Thursday into a Friday edition, Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeart, TuneIn. Simple Radio is the way to listen, and sportsbyline.com, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and by Iowa EPS. And Innovative Wellness Center. Marty Terrell along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well. We got NBA playoff stuff to look at. Not looking good for the Miami Heat. Not only the loss last night, but they're not going to really have a great backcourt the rest of the way. And it probably means, you know, one and done now, one out of the way, and then they get, in my opinion, they're going to get blasted by the Bulls, who had an easy time last night. So we will get into that, but it's not looking good for the Heat. We'll get into it. NHL, things are moving around. Coyotes are done. Nice win last night for them. Sayonara to, you know, the Valley of the Sun, playing in a college building in Tempe, Arizona State's home building, off to Salt Lake City. So there you go there. You know, Jack Leiter, Major League Baseball, of course, son of Al, roughed up today in his major league debut for the Texas Rangers, but they rode the crest of home runs. I am at a two-run blast. Simeon and Garcia solo shots. Texas beats Detroit 9-7. Cleveland 5-4 over Boston. Those are just some matinee games. And we got one night tilt tonight, right? We got Diamondbacks and Giants, so keep an eye on that throughout the overnight, right? You know, we'll start with the NBA, but I do want to get into the NCAA transfer rules or the lack thereof. And no more borne out is this new situation with 14 Colorado Buffalo football players taking two to you or two to Lou from Deion's program. So we will take a look at that. No surprise. I like it. Coaches can leave, recruit kids, make promises. Coach gets a better deal. Adios, the kids are left holding the bag, long overdue. So we shall spend a little bit of time on that and a whole lot more. And listen, NBA playoffs ramping up, NHL, looking forward to it. Our newfound buddy, Dr. John Campbell, is going to leave Naples, Florida, across Alligator Alley and check in on Florida and Tampa over the weekend. I'm Marty Terrell, getting started, coming back.
If you weren't with me here in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
I told her. Yeah. Get with the program, walk it play like a slow jam.
Oh, you get like slow jam.
This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, welcome back as we get it rolling on into the night and the wee hours of the morning here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Yeah, a little boatload of afternoon baseball. That's why I love those Wednesday, Thursdays early on. And we will spend a little time on the boys of summer a little bit later on. Jack Leiter making his debut. He got torched, but he'll come around in due time. Let's start with the NBA, go through it real quick. I mean, Bulls whacked the Hawks 131-116. There's not a lot to say about that game. There wasn't a lot of juice. I stayed with it for a bit. But I want to say this. With Miami so beaten up, not only did they lose the game in Philly last night, but Butler is going to be down an appreciable amount, which means the year, because I don't think they're beating the Bulls. I just don't. I mean, the Bulls are going to end up as the eighth seed with a sub-500 record. But Kobe White went nuts with 42. This is just a bad Atlanta. Well, I shouldn't say a bad Atlanta team, but again, these play-in games, I'm not going to spend a ton of time there. I will a little bit more on the Sixers, though, as they get ready for the Knicks. That is going to be starting Saturday night, 5 Central, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 East. As we get the Sixers and Knicks, I think that's going to be a dynamite series. And it's lacking some, you know, I mean, you'd love to see Randall playing for the Knicks. He won't be there, but I think the guard play is going to be great. And we will see how the Knicks will handle Embiid. We saw it last night. A lot of, you know, I'm surprised that game got into the hundreds last night. Honestly, 105-104 Sixers. I thought they were going to just lay an egg. They fell down, what, at one point I looked up 51-39, 53-41. I got to it and really started to pay attention towards the, you know, late second. And then, of course, listened to the analyst at half and then stayed with it for the rest of the night. A game where, I mean, Embiid is not in game shape. He is not in playoff shape. He just isn't. You can't sit out that many games and be have the lung capacity, the wherewithal, the endurance to go full tilt. I thought he did a remarkable job. I thought the subbing out of Nick Nurse and his staff was extraordinary. Boy, did they pick their spots perfectly. I mean, that's just coaching. And that's nothing that's going to really show up intricately in the box score. You're going to see minutes played, but you got to contextualize how coaches sub. And, you know, Nick Nurse didn't do anything. It was spectacular, but I mean, he went by the book. I mean, it really, it's kind of like, you know, lefty versus righty in baseball, right? You play the percentages. He took and beat out. Excuse me. I thought at exactly the moment that he was leaning over, he's grabbing his jersey, holding on to his jersey, hunched over, sucking wind, and they got him to the bench. And so it was well done by Nurse. Excellent coaching job. And again, you got to contextualize how coaches substitute, and he did a great job. Embiid, listen, 23 points, nothing special. Tyler Hero had an off night. I mean, you look at these numbers. He gave him 40 minutes. He got 25 points, but I mean, he 9 of 27. I mean, he's got to do better than that. He's got to shoot better than 33%. And Butler, you know, listen, he gutted it out. I mean, he gave them 39 of 48. That's a yeoman's effort. They didn't get much out of Martin. I think that hurt. We talked about the struggles. Hero really couldn't get it going. And listen, you don't have Rozier, and now you don't have Jimmy Butler. What chance do they have against the Bulls? You know, a puncher's chance, yes. Would I be sitting here stunned if Miami found a way to get the 8th seed? But Boston, you know, as much as they've split each of the last two times that they've lined up with the Heat, including last year's Eastern Final, 2-7 is the last one. Boston got the other one. They didn't last year. Of course, they didn't get it done. Not a good situation there, but it's apples to oranges. In fact, it's apples to watermelons. There's zero comparison. You can't make a comparison because Miami has zero chance. I mean, they have no chance, and I think they know it. And I'm not going to say they're going to tank, but they don't have enough bullets in the chamber to take down Chicago. I would say that right now. To look ahead, yeah, Knicks, Sixers, listen, this is going to be a very physical series. This is going to be a really rough and tumble series. I'll be really interested to see the officiating. I hate saying that. I hate to factor it in. But, boy, oh, boy, this has potential to be a great series. You know, and I lean east. I understand that. But, you know, I've heard a lot of analysts today, Lockery, Barkley. I heard a lot of the analysts weigh in. And what you're hearing, I think, is the consensus that we all feel. I mean, think about it. After Boston, who's the second best team in the East? You want to tell me Cleveland? I'd listen. You want to tell me Indiana? I'd listen. I mean, listen to where I'm going with this. You want to tell me that, you know, it's Milwaukee minus Giannis? I don't know if I could listen. Second best, really? Knicks? Okay, no Randall, but, you know, Brunson, prolific scorer. They've got some depth, you know, Thibodeau, he doesn't pace himself. He coaches like every game, like it is game 7 of the NBA finals. That's been a knock against Tibbs over the years. You know, what do you want to say about the Eastern Conference and Cleveland? You know, Donovan Mitchell's been playing with a bulky knee, but they've got size. They've got athleticism, Cleveland, you know, it's about getting hot. I think one of the intriguing teams is Indiana, the Pacers, and that Bucks series. And how long is it before Giannis comes back? We shall see. So we'll start right there. We'll get back to the East. And the other thing I'm going to throw into the mix again is it's like I feel like I have to do one every day. It's such a hot topic. I spoke to people in Indianapolis today with the Pacers and with the Indiana Fever, and I will tell you, their team store is gangbusters. I was on the phone for about 10 to 12 minutes, and the guy was great. And I just said, give me the lay of the land. He said, we simply cannot do phone orders. We cannot take phone orders. We are getting Caitlin Clark and Halliburton and NBA off Pacer garb up the wazoozy. We can't take phone orders. You got to make an exception. I don't want to fart around on the web. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. Try as I might. And then I said, okay, well, give me, you got a couple minutes? Well, we're busy, but yeah, I'll give you a couple minutes. Basically what he said, they can't keep it in stock. They have to go unisex. They're getting men, women, children, grandma, grandpa, Caitlin Clark. They cannot keep it in stock. And then I said, okay, so I, you know, then I said, tell me about the Pacers, Halliburton. We're excited. Milwaukee, we think we could beat them. It's a big deal here. I said, bigger than the Colts? Oh, my God. He said, so much bigger than the Colts. Now, when the Colts were great with Manning, okay, Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah against the Bears. No comparison. But he's just saying, you got to remember, this is women's basketball. This is the Hoosier State. They love. I always felt like Pacers were kind of the redheaded stepchild there, you know, to really the college teams. The Hoosiers, right? And then Butler had their run, right? Indiana State was relevant this year, got to the NIT final. And I'm not comparing Indiana State to the NBA Pacers, but I'll throw them into the mix. They got a little bit of a slice of the consumer pie, if you will. The fandom. But he said, look, Halliburton and Caitlin Clark are Mr. and Mrs. Hoosier right now. They are absolutely larger than life. He said, it is unbelievable. So I said, well, tell me about the unisex thing. He said, we have gone to the manufacturer and said, we cannot fill any orders. We got men who are clamoring for Caitlin Clark. They want jackets, team jackets. They want all sorts of stuff. He said, so we're going unisex on a lot of material. I mean, it was just fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. And he said, we can't wait for the season to start. We don't want the Pacers season to end, but trust me, we can't wait for the fever to start. And you heard what the Washington Mystics said today. We got them coming in here. We can't house it in a small arena in suburban Washington. We're going to stay in suburban Washington, but we're going to the Capital One Center, and we're playing the game there where we can put 20,000 people in the building. I mean, it's just fascinating. So we'll do our daily and weekly Caitlin Clark updates, right? We got to do it because it's relevant and people care. We're coming back. Lots to get to. More on the playoffs. We'll do some baseball. We'll do some NCAA stuff as well here on Sports Overnight. Keep
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, a couple programming notes on Saturday. Of course, we'd like to give you the top stuff from out the week. We'll get Eric Burns. We'll replay that Saturday night talking about his new kids' book. Speaking of books, legendary all time in the Marty Terrell Hall of Fame, young kid, Western Massachusetts, radio, kind of a nerd. You know, mom, turn off your radio. I'd hide it under the pillow, and I'd listen to Marv Albert doing the Knicks and the Rangers. I'd listen to Phil Rizzuto, Bill White, Frank Messer do the Yankees, Ned Martin, Jim Woods, the Red Sox. I'd even hear Philadelphia games. You live on that East Coast with that big body of water, Atlantic Ocean. You'd get the Philly stations. I'd get the Washington Capitals on WTOP in Washington. Detroit, Ernie Harwell. A total radio nerd. I admit it. When most of my contemporaries were taking girls out Friday, Saturday night, me and my buddy Brock Hines, we'd be tooling around town and we would be sending radio signals up and down the Eastern Seaboard. The heck with the ladies. At least for a couple of years. How about that? But it was hilarious. But I will tell you, I was into it. And the reason why I bring it up is, you start all of a sudden, you start following college. We had Julius Erving down the road in Amherst, Massachusetts. When he got to the varsity, we'd catch their games. We had Providence College in Rhode Island, and that's where I'm going right now because we are going to, and I am going to predict it'll be this next week, Ernie DiGregorio, a legendary college and pro basketball player. Yeah, listen, I'm dating myself here a little bit, but Buffalo Braves, Celtics, Lakers, but he was a college legend. He really was. And then, of course, what happens? He blows out the knee. Still had a decent NBA career, Rookie of the Year in 73, but a really good guy. And this is going to be a treat. So he's got a book out, and we'll bring Ernie DiGregorio. We're working with the Sports Information Department at Providence College in Rhode Island. And so we look forward to getting Ernie DiGregorio on here. He's living in Narragansett, Rhode Island with his wife and retired, but a great book. And so we look forward to that. All right. Staying on the college thing, I want to get to this quick. I don't want to belabor it. Listen, Deion's putting on a stiff upper lip. Here's the quote. He loses 14 players, transfer portal. Hey, we're good. I trust my recruiting team. I trust our coaches. Please have some faith in me. We're good. We're all right. We all right. That's Deion. And listen, I think they'll be fine. Listen, Deion, is he going to have the long shelf life in Colorado? I, for one, don't think so. I really don't. It's not like when I think of Colorado, I think of Deion. I mean, I do and I don't. I mean, he threw a book out. They've had a nice little upsurge. That program was just a disaster. I mean, Mel Tucker, not only did he make a mess at Michigan State, I mean, he made a mess Boulder before he found his way to East Lansing. But I will say this, it's not like Deion is going to dig in. This is going to grow on him in an annoying way. It just will. And Deion is very much a charismatic guy, very much. But he is not going to dig dealing with the constant year in, year out turnover and basically free agency, which professional athletes enjoy. And now college athletes enjoy. He's just not going to like it. He's going to have to re-recruit. And notice he's already saying, I trust my coaches, because he doesn't want to do this. Recruiting's a pain in the ass. I mean, pain in the rear, pardon my language. It just is. I mean, you get sick of talking to the parents. The minute you sign a kid, you've got nothing. A kid signs a national letter of intent, it is worthless. It's not worth the paper it's written on, because they got it out. I mean, look at this kid in Iowa. I mean, you got this lineman in Iowa. He commits to, he's recruited by Kirk Ferentz in Iowa. He's going to, he's going to the Hawks. No, wait a second. Here comes Saban. Okay, now He's going to Alabama, signs with Alabama, goes to Alabama, plays at Alabama. Oh, wait a second now. Transfer portal, puts his name in, signs with Iowa. He gets the Iowa collective to pony up $100,000. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Thanks for the $100,000. Money well spent, money well invested. You know what? I'm not comfortable. I'm heading back to Tuscaloosa. I mean, that's just one of many. And I don't need to go. I'm not going to turn this into a bashing session. So I like the fact that the kids can move, but let me tell you something. Forget the idea that these coaches are going to fall in love with this. There'll be a few. There'll be the elite ones. You know, probably Duke and North Carolina. I'm talking primarily basketball here for the moment. You know, Kansas. They're gonna have pretty much a run of the lot. They're gonna get their five stars. They're gonna get their McDonald's guys, and they're gonna lock them up because what are they gonna get? They're gonna get sneaker deals. They're gonna get all sorts of. They've got a rich base of financial resources to keep, you know, these egomaniacal, coddled, always told they're wonderful and how great they are. They're gonna be able to assuage and stroke their egos and pat it with some dinero, right? I mean, let's call a spade a spade. So the elite teams are not going to have as much cumbersome task in keeping the rank and file in order, in some semblance of order. But I will tell you this, at the next echelon down or two, and that includes the Iowas and the Iowa States and even probably some off years with Oregon, although see Oregon, you kind of have, they're kind of an outlier because of Nike, probably not a good example, but you know, that next cut, that next level, that's going to be a little different. And then you got to throw probably Notre Dame into a different basket because Notre Dame as hot, and I'm a fan. So, you know, I'm probably, you know, pointing a finger at someone else and have three right coming back at me. But I will say this, Notre Dame, hey, look, we're a little picky. We're not going to get into this as much. You don't like our deal. You don't have to come and play at wonderful Notre Dame. And rightly or wrongly, that's how not only do they feel, that's how Notre Dame is going to act. And there is no evidence remotely suggest that they're going to change their attitude towards that. That's just the way they look at it. They feel like if you come to Notre Dame, it's a privilege. You are privileged to play and be a Golden Domer. Now, whether that holds weight or not, remains to be seen because it is a changing landscape. And quite frankly, I'm dying to see how Notre Dame handles this. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't think this was what greased the skids for Saban to get out, you're dreaming because you can see it. He doesn't even feel comfortable talking about it. You watch Saban, seriously, get on YouTube and watch Saban address the transfer portal and essentially what is free agency in college sports. You can tell it's in his eyes. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to deal with this. It's not what they signed up for. You know, I don't forget, Saban got a taste of the pros in Miami. How'd that work out? Not very well, did it? Right? Well, guess what? Alabama is everything that a pro team is. And in some cases, it's worse if you really think about it. It is worse because they're younger and everybody's telling them what they want to hear, and it's hard. Coaches have to break kids down. They have to take those five-star recruits and get them somehow to grasp reality of what it's going to be like. Make no mistake about that. So, you know, coming full circle back to Deion, I use it because it's in the news. He loses 14 guys. You know, he's losing, you know, he's saying it's all backups, which is not true. He's losing some starters, and it's always going to continue like this. So, here's what I would say, and you can put me on the clock. I give Deion Sanders this coming year, the year after, and then all bets are off. All bets. Just this year, and maybe even after this year, he takes a big exhale and say, "Woo." Well, I wonder. He's getting up there too in years. I mean, he's not old, but he's getting up there. Now they are paying him a lot of money. And so it's going to be interesting. They're coming, you know, they're back in the Big 12. He's going to like that. It's not going to be, you know, easy, But at the same time, it feels a lot better. You know, Colorado and the Pac-12 just it never really fit. It didn't feel right. And so we'll see. But you can put me right now on the calendar, on the clock. I give him this year. I think he takes a big exhale after this season, probably grinds himself through one more, goes through all this pomp and circumstance. Guys come in, the swinging door that everybody's going to deal with, a turnstile, if you will. And then what happens then? He's going to say, you know what, I could do something else. That's what's going to happen. I mean, you wait and see. So we will go with that. Speaking of, you know, changes and defections, you know, I feel bad for Arizona. You know, the NHL has basically said they've approved it. They did it in light speed. You could see it coming down the pike. Coyotes are history off to Salt Lake. Listen, the league bailed them out of bankruptcy. The league nurtured them back to health. They never got the new arena. It's a market that, you know, when they were good, they supported them. When they're not, that's a snowbird market. Okay. A lot of people from Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, you know, Michigan's the cutoff. Some people in Michigan go to retire in Florida. Other people go to Arizona. The league is basically right now placating Arizona, saying, look, you're going to get a team. We'll expand. You'll get a team. We shall see. My buddy Brock Hines, and I'm going to effort to get him probably early next week. Give him a break because he's been busy and he's got a lot going on. He thinks Salt Lake City is going to be a huge success. He thinks it's going to be really something special. They're going to be owned by the Jazz, which I think is a good thing. They've got the building. I think it's going to be interesting to see Salt Lake City and see what they do with the puck. And you know what? They may get a Major League Baseball team, too, as well. Keep an eye on that. All right, we come back. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. want to tell you about Innovative Wellness. You know, you hear me talk about neuropathy. I want to talk to you weekend warriors, you golfers, you tennis players, pickleball. My Lord, I would like to get a head count on the number of people that are injured playing pickleball. I have not played. I know a lot of people that do and play a lot. And I know a lot of people that overextend. And Innovative Wellness, they take a holistic approach. But a lot of it's aches and pains. A lot of it's, muscles. A lot of it is muscular, skeletal, and they do an outstanding job. Okay, Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger at innovativewellness.center in Clive, Iowa, suburban Des Moines, western part of the suburbs. Check it out, innovativewellness.center. All right, let's do a couple hits on baseball. We got one game tonight, D-backs, Giants. Giants showed a little moxie against the Marlins. Boy, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna start upside down today. How about let's start with the bad teams in baseball. How putrid are the Chicago White Sox? I mean, they split a doubleheader with Kansas City. But seriously, how putrid are the – seriously – they are just, they are abysmal. Did they sign? I think they signed Clevinger. I mean, you need a absolute media guide or scorecard. I get the Substack column by Jay Mariotti. Of course, Jay Mariotti, Chicago Sun-Times. He was on ESPN for a lot of years, and then, I don't know, he had some situation with his girlfriend, and it turned into a domestic situation, and he's become persona non grata. Let me preface it this way. I say I'm a big Jay Mariotti guy. I love his writing. I didn't mind him doing talk radio. I didn't mind him on the panel shows at ESPN. He'd get you, you know, he wasn't afraid to give his opinion, which is what you like and what I like anyways. But, he writes a Substack piece right now. And I tell you, he calls it as he see it. Now, listen, he's got an axe to grind, with Reinsdorf, who owns the White Sox and Bulls. And, you know, Jay cannot get the Chicago, you know, anti-Reinsdorf, anti-Bulls White Sox out of his system. So knowing full well where that is true, then you can approach his column the way you should anything with more of a discerning palate instead of, whoa, boy, look at this. But he's right. I mean, the White Sox, look, they want a new stadium. You know, we had the guy on talking about the last Comiskey. I mean, that stadium was what? I want to say, because I was in it the year it was built. Dom could probably look it up. I could, too. I'm not ordering Dom around. But I want to say the new South Side, they tore down, I want to say 93 might have been the first year. Because I think the new, quote-unquote, Comiskey and then, you know, whatever it was U.S. Cellular, and now it's Guaranteed Rate or whatever. I mean, these naming rights are just a disgrace. I mean, you know, that's why I love Fenway, Wrigley. The naming stuff makes me crazy. Yet I'm in a way in the sales sports marketing vernacular too, so I get it. I absolutely get it. Let's say, I think Dom said Old Comiskey closed after the 90 season, so that would say that the 91 season would have been the new ballpark, right? I mean, they didn't play somewhere else, did they, for a year or two? I had 93 in my mind, and then of course Baltimore, Camden Yards came along. That was, I'm pretty sure, 93, because I went to that All-Star game that year in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. But anyways, we go to bad teams. It opened in April of 91. Thank you, Dom. Good job out of you. He's the crack producer, Dom. But anyways, look at the bad teams right now. You know what I like? This is what I like. I like the fact that the Oakland A's are only 2.5 games out of first place, and they're right now, they're leading the Houston Astros, the cellar-dwelling Houston Astros by 2.5 games. Don't look now. The Astros are 6-14. Texas, who won today, 11-9. Angels, who won they got beat 2-1. And boy, Trout is hitting the baseball. He is hitting the baseball. No doubt about it. And how about this Ward kid? Is it Taylor Ward? That kid is carving the cover off the baseball. White Sox 3-15. Listen, they're going to lose 110, maybe 115, right? They're god awful. I'm not gonna kill my Red Sox. How about Tanner Houck last night? And we got to go there. I'm watching the NBA. I'm keeping an eye on Red Sox Guardians. I'm watching and listening, and I'm multitasking like you read about. And I'm looking at the time of the game, and I'm looking at the time of night, and I'm saying, wait a second. I understand it's 2-0 Red Sox. They're in the seventh inning, and it seemed like 5 minutes later, you know, probably a half a roast beef sandwich later, and I curl up, and I look, and I get the alert on my phone, game's gone final. And I don't know that I don't think the time of the game last night was anything more than, I mean, first pitch to final out, I know it was under 2 hours. I meant to, but it was a crazy kind of a scattered harebrained running around day. I'm going to guess, and I'm going to look up the box score. I'm going to guess if it's over 1 hour and 50 minutes, I'd be stunned. I swear to God, I didn't look it up. And then I'll get to the bad teams. But let me get that box score out, and I pray they have the time of the game at the bottom. Let's see. 2-0 final. And Houck said it, and his teammates said it. It looked like he was playing in catch. And I think it was Wong who was back at the plate. You know what? I go to get the box score, and the thing won't load. I mean, this happens to me constantly. Let me see here. All right, stats. Here's the box score. Please give me Cleveland at Boston. They're not going to come on. You got to give it to me. All right, here's Houck. Home run, Wong. Give me time of game. Come on. They don't give me the time of game. Anyways. Okay, look at it. 1 hour and 49 minutes. Dominic, you are the best. All right, so there you go. 1 hour and 49. That I would not know. I think I'm going to guess that we haven't had a game. We haven't had a game like this in a long time. I mean, it's got to be. When I think of baseball games going in under 2 hours, I think of, I mean, I don't know. Maddux for sure. I mean, Maddux worked quickly. Maddux, there's no doubt. Maddux was one of the premier ones. Guidry was a long, long time ago. There's been under 2 hour games. Put it this way. It's an outlier. It's a rarity. You do not see it. You do not see it. Maddux was probably one of a few, a handful in the last 20 years that had multiple games under 2 hours. And when I say multiple, okay, so look at this one. Here's Dom. You know what, Dom? Let's heck with this instant message. Jump on, Mike. This is good stuff you got here. Dom went to an A's Yankees game. Go ahead. Tell me the time on this one, Dom. This is crazy. I can't believe this was a while ago.
It was Andy Pettit versus Mark Mulder at the Coliseum, and I my memory could be skewed because it was a while ago.
Wow.
Like 20 years ago, but I believe it was about an hour and a half game. Yankees won, lost like 1-0.
I can't believe that, though. I mean, I don't even know what the shortest game is in Major League history. 1:30 would be right there. I mean, 1 hour, 90 minutes would be right there, on or near the record. Now, we're not talking seven-inning or rain-shortened games or, you know, any of that. We're talking full nine-inning games. That's amazing. And I think I read somewhere that there one time was an extra-inning game that actually went less than 2 hours. But I'll tell you, last night, I mean, seventh-inning stretch, and I thought, you know what? This NBA game's headed to half or whatever. A 51-minute game in 1919. There's your record right there. 50. So there you go. But that anyway, so Houck last night was just a beautiful performance. It really was. He was playing catch. Wong hit a home run, hit it over the monster. And let me get the line on Houck, because he was spectacular. So he goes the full nine. He allowed 3 hits, struck out 9. Hey, he's playing catch is what he's doing. It's one of those nights where you're in a zone. You're playing catch with the catcher. All right? So there you go. But back to the bad teams in baseball. You know, the Red Sox are going to finish last in that division. They just are. Now, I don't think they're going to be embarrassingly last, but they're going to be a team. I tell you right now, I think to a man, I'd be stunned if they finish above 500. A few games under 500, I could see it. But to me, it feels like 77 and 85, something along those lines. White Sox, I'll tell you right now, they're losing easily 110, and it may be more than that. Marlins, 4-15. Skip Schumacher. And I'm stunned they're this bad. I haven't really delved into it, but they are going to be rough. And then you got to go out west and Colorado. I mean, this is a 4-15 team. They're gonna finish 40 games out of first place. The Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers got did they get blanked by the Nats yesterday? I mean, the Dodgers are gonna win. They're gonna win 100. The question with the Dodgers is, are they going to win 105 or 106? I think the Dodgers, you know, 102 and 60, 103 and 59. I don't think they're going to set the world on fire. What's going to be interesting in that National League West is the battle 2 through 4. Padres, D-backs, Giants. Are they all going to be clumped together? I don't know. And the Central Division of the National League, I'll make the case right now, it's going to be a very exciting division, but you got to be a die-in-the-wool baseball fan. You know why? Because I think Milwaukee, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and even the Cardinals, this could be a complete up and down musical chairs right to the finish where 88 wins going to win you that division. I'll say it right now. You win 88 games, you're winning that division. Without a doubt. And there's a lot of talent in that division. And I'm kind of partial. You know, I'm not falling all over myself about this team, but that Cincinnati team is very, very interesting to me. They just are. And let me get one of their box scores up in front of me and just look at this lineup. And I don't really have a full grasp, but India, Benson, Fairchild, Steer, Fraley, De La Cruz, who, what a shortstop, 6'7", swings for the fences, so much fun. He's already had a 2-home run game this year. In fact, he might've had 2 2-run home run games. Stevenson, Espinal. I don't have the whole pitching lineup in front of me, but De La Cruz, what's he got? 5 or 6 already. He's going to be one of these guys that's just going to go on torrid hitting streaks, and probably the reverse of that. He'll probably have some protracted slumps, but man, when he's on, he just absolutely crushes the baseball. He's got a silky smooth. I love watching him field. I love watching him play. I mean, to see a guy that big play that position as well as he does is fascinating. So, listen, I sound like a Midwest homer. You know, this is the basis of the show here in the heartland. But that National League Central is going to be really, I think, exciting to watch. Now, I say that maybe the Cubs, you know, get a little distance. Maybe Milwaukee flexes a little might. Maybe Pittsburgh falters. Maybe I got Cincinnati wrong. I think Cincinnati's going to win that division, actually. I really do. I think they're going to win that division. All right, we'll come back. I'll have some closing thoughts. We'll see what we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports as we take you into another weekend here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Pilot Line. Don't go away.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, we had a bevy of afternoon baseball, and I misspoke earlier. We have two on the night tilt. Giants, D-backs. Break that one down later on. Nelson against Webb. Logan Webb tonight for the Giants. So, and then Marlins, Cubs earlier in the evening. Jack Leiter's debut, not a great one. 9-7, though. Rangers beat the Tigers in Motown. 9-7. Rays over the Angels. 2-1. Trout is back in a big way. He and Ward, Taylor Ward, knocking it out of the park for the Angels this year. But record-wise, you know, post-Otani, you got to figure the halo is going to be dimmed here a little bit in Orange County. And then Guardians 5-4 over the Red Sox. And the Red Sox just, man, Devers, knee. O'Neill goes to injured list. He had the collision Monday on Patriots Day. Carrasco was sharp for the Guardians. And there you go. The Red Sox at 10-10 through their first 20. So there you go. Other than that, hey, listen, it's Coyotes closed out in Arizona last night. Salt Lake City gets approved. Tonight, you know, a little Kraken, a little Wild. And we get ready for the playoffs. I mean, we're going to get the Eastern Conference going, or the Eastern side of the playoff formula, if you will. I think Panthers Lightning is going to be a heck of a series. And we're going to have our good friend, Dr. John Campbell from Naples, Florida. He's going to scoot up to Sunrise. I think you got to go across Alligator Alley to get there, right? So he'll keep an eye on that game for a Sunday. And maybe we'll get the doc in here on Monday. Plus, we'll work on Brock Hines on the NHL as well. And we look forward to that. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job. Daniel Ogden rolls in here on a Friday. And then Bailey Peck on the Saturday edition. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Thursday into a Friday across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline. Adios.